Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been talking quite extensively about the ceasefire and hostage release deal that has been signed and has been agreed. Hostages are slated for release within 72 hours, but now I don't really understand what that means, because one report said 72 hours from Israel withdrawing. Is it 72 hours from the signing? Well, joining us this morning is Dr. Eli Karmon. He's an Israeli political scientist and senior research scholar at International Institute for Counterterrorism at Rahman University. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So let's just separate the real, maybe, and the rhetoric. The deal's been signed. What happens now?
Good morning and Chag Sameach. A very happy day. Actually, several days since we knew about the agreement 2 days ago. Practically, I think because the Israeli government already approved the deal, so we have theoretically 72 hours in order to all the hostages to be liberated, including the dead ones, and to be returned. But it's probably shorter because President Trump will visit Israel to speak in the Knesset, and possibly even to visit Sharm el Sheikh in Egypt to participate in the official signing of the agreement. Right. So perhaps already to tomorrow or maximum Sunday we'll have this happy event. At the same time, Israeli army, IDF, began preparing for retreat to what is called the yellow line, which is the line more or less 50% of Gaza Strip, because IDF practically controls 75% of the Gaza Strip. And immediately after that, perhaps already began the negotiations for the continuation of the deal, because this is only the first phase. The second phase, it will be much more complicated, because there are a lot of issues on the table. The disarming of the Hamas, to whom the weapons will be transferred, who will be responsible for the reconstruction of Gaza, if there will be a technocratic government or some kind of political international force, and so on. So all these are very, very complex problems, and there are contrasting positions of the various governments involved, Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. So we'll see how it evolves. But I think the fact that it was agreed to liberate all the hostages is already a very important step towards a final agreement.
The second part of it, which is the rebuilding the international teams, how Gaza is governed, has that not been discussed at all? Is there a loose framework around this yet to be agreed? What do we understand about that?
There were several plans beside the Trump's plan. The Saudi-French plan and also the Egyptian plan. I think that there is one of the problems is that because of the necessary pressure on Hamas, which was done by Qatar and by Turkey at the last moment, was very important. But at the same time, the inclusion of Qatar and especially of Turkey in the final agreement, which implies what military force, international military force, will be present in Gaza to take control and to disarm Hamas. And the second is, will Palestinian element, perhaps some kind of Palestinian Authority representative or reformed Palestinian Authority, will be part of this agreement, which Israel is not, for the moment at least, Israel is not accepting it. So we'll see how it develops, and there will be a very tough discussion on it. Personally, yeah, and also a member of a coalition for regional security, which gathers some 120 members of the academia, former defense and diplomatic representative of Israel, we are thinking that the regional agreement must be reached, and Saudi Arabia, perhaps, and other Muslim countries and Arab countries should be involved. And we try to convince the government, the public opinion in Israel, and the public opinion abroad that this is the best
the way to go.
So we'll see how it develops.
Have the IDF already started pulling back in Gaza? What do we understand there?
I think that there is already some movement, because it takes time. First of all, there are constructions there. There are some kind of military posts that were prepared. We had one soldier this night which was killed before the complete ceasefire. And the last moment, by the way, Palestinians was also killed. So it's very sensitive, this moment between the final ceasefire hour and the continuation of the agreement. So I think that, again, waiting for the arrangements, there are practical logistical arrangements, how the hostages will be liberated without all the ceremonies, you know, the Hamas redemption to present themselves as a force which is diminishing or even trying to present the prisoners or the hostages as kind of ceremony which gives a final, image of Hamas. It was agreed that there will not be such steps. I hope that there will not be. But this also means how exactly we know that the Red Cross is taking control of the hostages without any threat to their lives, because there is perhaps the threat that some individuals, sometimes there are hundreds of people around, they could attack them. So this is a very sensitive moment. There are some very sensitive moments.
Right. I saw a throwaway comment by Donald Trump where he said, I'm not even going to tell you how difficult it is and how complicated it is even for Hamas to get to the living hostages, because it'll just, I don't know, he made a comment because it's just, you know, basically don't need to know that. What do we understand about that? How much access does Hamas have to the living hostages?
There's no problem for the living hostages.
Right.
Because they were practically under control of several cells of dispersed, but people were in direct contact with them. Some weeks ago, they tried to say, oh, we lost control of some. And it is said that the Turks had direct connection with these groups, and they were influential in finding and pushing them to accept the agreement. The problem will be with the bodies of the killed people, because they were buried in many places. We even, Israeli army found several places in the time, because the destruction there, because the bombardments, it is not clear if they will find in these 72 hours all of them. But I think it's perhaps less important. It's very important, but not as the liberation of the living hostages, which we knew they are in a very bad health situation, and every minute for them is vital.
That is where we leave it. Dr. Ilar Karmon, thank you. As always, Israeli political scientist, who's a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism.